This is St. Louis Public Radio. This week is the 20th anniversary of mass killings in Srebrenica, Bosnia. It's an event with ties to St. Louis because so many Bosnians came here as refugees from the war. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold talked to one man about his experiences in Srebrenica.
To understand the global impact of the Bosnian War, you have to understand what happened in 1995 in a town called Srebrenica. For 3 years, the Serbian army had been ethnically cleansing Bosnians throughout the former Yugoslavia. These actions peaked when the Serbian army invaded the United Nations declared safe space in Srebrenica. They killed more than 8,000 men and boys in about 3 days. The genocide drew international attention that eventually put an end to the war, yet survivors still carry scars.
My name is Elvir Ahmetović. I am 33 years old, and I am currently working as a teacher for St. Louis Public Schools.
He's a survivor of Srebrenica. I could tell you his story, but he does a better job of it. He was 11 when the war began.
I myself was too young to comprehend the gravity of the situation until it really started happening in my backyard. And my parents thought, okay, this is something temporary, ephemeral. We are civilized people after all. We will not let the situation escalate that bad. But unfortunately, just in a matter of weeks, they came to our village and started killing people. We stayed in the cellar for the remainder of the war. Dirt floor, infested with pets. Just trying to survive from day to day, really. My parents tried to work for our neighbors in the fields in exchange for some food.
During the war, a Serbian shell fell on the field where his parents worked, killing his 4-year-old sister and seriously wounding his mom. By 1995, Ahmetović and the civilian population relocated to a place called Potočari near Srebrenica. One day, the Serbs tried to ship out women and girls.
When they started loading people on the trucks, it was really a stampede of people. When we reached the truck, when one of the Serb soldiers, he picked me out of the crowd and he told me to get on the truck to help women and children get on there. So I would hold their hands and pull them inside the truck. And when the truck became full, I was a little bit confused. Should I get off the truck and wait for his orders of the soldier? But then my mother just told me, lay down, keep quiet, and just forget about it. And the soldier never came to look for me.
And that's how Ahmetović survived. The remaining men and boys were killed. The tragedies he witnessed gave Ahmetović a feeling of connection with people in today's conflict areas like Syria, Burma, and Darfur.
I've been in their shoes. I know that they are helpless and desperately want someone to help them. Unfortunately, help always comes a little bit too late.
Ahmetović's story is just one from the 70,000 displaced Bosnians living in St. Louis. Patrick McCarthy has worked with the group for over 2 decades. He says native St. Louisans are obligated to know what happened in Srebrenica.
To take a closer look at the specific circumstances that brought so many of our friends and neighbors, and to really respect and to remember with them the difficult circumstances that brought them here.
Circumstances, he says, can teach non-Bosnians a very important lesson.
People in very, very difficult circumstances can not only get their lives back on track, but can become integrated into a community like St. Louis.
Saturday, St. Louis Bosnians and their allies will gather outside the Bosnian Chamber of Commerce in South City to march in remembrance of the Srebrenica killings. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.